And do you like playing with rocks?
Sometimes.
When I was a young kid, I loved playing with rocks. And I'm going to tell you a story about this rock, special rock. But promise me that you won't do what I did when I was a little kid. This story is not about me. This story is about the rock. But when I was maybe your age, I used to love throwing rocks at people. Don't do that, okay? But this is a story of a rock. How many of you have ever seen, or how many of you know what a rock quarry is? It's kind of like a mountain. Imagine like a small mountain, more like a hill, that's made out of solid rock. And then when men find this hill that's just a whole big rock, guess what they like to do? They like going there and crushing the rock. So they make it into smaller rock, and then they like building stuff with that rock, you know, like churches or roads or malls or different things. Well, this story is about one of those rock hills. And at the very top was a huge, massive rock. Huge, like probably the size of the door, of those two doors combined. And it was at the very top of the hill. And it had a great view. No, it was able to see other things, and to see the river, and to see the deer, and the different animals that were down in the valley. And one day an earthquake occurred around the area. And guess what happened to this rock? It started shaking and it rolled. It kind of broke off the very top. And it started rolling and tumbling down the hill. And and as it was rolling and rolling and rolling, guess what happened to that big, massive rock? Yes, it started breaking and crumbling into smaller pieces. Oh, yes. Exactly. Every time it landed on another rock, it will split. And as it kept rolling and rolling and rolling down the hill, it kept eroding. And this rock that was once big and at the very top became small. It came about this big, and the rock was complaining. You know, it got to the very bottom, and the rock was like, my life is miserable. Once I was big, and I had the best view in this whole valley, and I could see the very bottom of the valley where the river is and where the deer used to go drink. And now I'm down at the valley, and pieces have been broken off, and now I have sharp edges, and life is miserable. And the rock probably was thinking, you know, life cannot get any worse when it started raining. And it started raining like it rains here in Roseburg for days and days and days. And it rained so hard that this rock started, you know, getting all muddy. And eventually, it started sliding down. And guess where it ended up? In the river. And you know what happens to the rocks when they get to the river, right? Have you ever thrown a rock to the river? I love throwing rocks to the river. They move? Until it sinks to the very bottom. And rocks sink, you know. Never seen a rock that floats yet. Well, actually, I've seen it, but it's weird. Well, this rock, when he ended up at the river, it sank to the very bottom. And it kept raining, like it rains here in Roseburg, and the river started going faster and faster and faster to the point that this rock was being pushed around while it was in the bottom. And the current took it And it would come against another rock and crash, and a little part will break off, and the rock will yell, "Ouch!" And then it will tumble, and it will land on another rock, and poof, it split in half, and the rock was crying, "Ah!" And the rock kept rolling, 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 and it started losing a lot of its original shape. And the rock said, "You know, this life is miserable." And guess what happened? The river dried up a little bit, and the rock was no longer covered with water. The rocks, well, that rock was exposed to the sun, and the summer came along, and the rock thought that life was miserable. First, the rock said, "I was at the very top with the best view. I could see the river down there. Then I was down at the valley, and I was still pretty large, but now I'm tiny. I'm small. I don't have any sharp edges anymore. And the sun is baking me." And the rock was complaining when a little boy came around and picked it up, put it in his pocket. And the rock was now seriously complaining. Says, "Well, at least I had some view. Now I'm in a dark pocket and I can't see nothing. And this lad is just shaking me all around as he walks by. Life is miserable." And this rock was crying, complaining about life, when all of a sudden he felt that the boy grabbed her again. Yeah, the rock felt like a hand grabbed the rock, and then this rock was in the middle of the, you know, of his crying, of her crying, and all of a sudden she realized that the world was spinning, and it was spinning really fast. And the rock didn't know what was going on. All the rock knew is that she was going around and around and around and around, and all of a sudden, started going straight. And the rock was, you know, she was so dizzy, she didn't know where it was going, and all of a sudden, it stopped. And that rock hit someone in the forehead. And the big, nasty-looking warrior fell to the ground. Yes, that was Goliath. And then David came and led Israel to a victory after defeating the big giant with that tiny, smooth rock. When that rock realized what she had been going through, she learned that it doesn't matter where life takes you. It doesn't matter how miserable life seems to be. God has a purpose. And he can turn even the most miserable situations into something great if we trust in him. Okay, now you can go back and sit in your seats, and remember not to throw rocks at people unless they're giants.